Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy, and we are once again on the practice field for training camp. And, Bob, it was a hot day out here. They really had to push through the heat, but Bill Belichick said today was going to be an opportunity to keep working on that install progress. What did you see?
Well, they worked on the install for the Bears joint practices in the upcoming game on Thursday, but they also got a lot of reps in late situations, two-minute football, setting up the field goal unit. I think the practice went a lot longer than most observers on the outside expected it to go. And you're right, they pushed through the heat. It was reminiscent for me of a practice a couple of years ago in Richmond after they went head-to-head with the Redskins and the Patriots were going through conditioning drills on an equally steamy afternoon. And during that period, Bill Belichick was heard telling his players, this is where championships are won. This is the fourth quarter. And I got a feeling that there's a similar sentiment today. Pushing through this adversity today with a heat index over 100, we saw guys dropping to knees after plays. The heat was affecting a lot of players on both sides of the ball, even in a non-contact practice. Still got to think that there are hopefully greater rewards at the end of the preseason and well into the regular season, perhaps postseason, that really emanate from this state with the adversity they work through.
They also got a visit from former special teams coach Scott O'Brien. What is the benefit of having that extra set of eyes out here?
Well, it's interesting, and perhaps it's only a coincidence after the punt team had a breakdown the other night, allowing a 48-yard return in the game against New Orleans, and they also allowed a long kickoff return in that contest as well, that Scott O'Brien was out here on the field. Now, he last year retired but stayed around for a bit as a consultant for the team, made the appearance today, the first time that I can recall we've seen him this year at training camp. And there's always a benefit to having a guy with his experience, those set of eyes, what he brings to the role of special teams consultant, if that is indeed what he was doing today, or if he was just simply stopping by to watch practice. But he was a mentor to Joe Judge. He's been with Bill Belichick a couple of different places. Greatly respected by the players on this team, too.
All right, Bob, the Bears get here tomorrow. We have 3 days of joint practices. Are you expecting it to kind of run the same way that it did with the Saints?
It's going to be interesting to see because the Saints and the Patriots staged a joint practice for the fourth time since 2010. We know about the relationship between Bill Belichick and Sean Payton. There seems to be great mutual respect between Bill and John Fox. But they haven't had that past working together the way the Pats and the Saints did. Bill said last week it was like practicing with ourselves. So we're going to find out these next few days what it's like when the Bears come to town. But I still think there will be residual benefits for both teams. Obviously, 3 days of work. And in fact, they've opened an extra day of camp to the public so fans can come by on Wednesday. And then, of course, the preseason game. One other note, Rob Ninkovich on the field today in a blue jersey to start going through the warm-up period for the Pats and then descending down that conditioning hill. But nonetheless, a good sign to see number 50 out here in the jersey for the Pats.
That is good news. So we'll have to see how those things shake out when the Bears get here tomorrow if we see Ninko again. But until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. Thanks so much.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.